Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is an engaging young singer, pianist, and composer, Tony Desserre. He has a straightforward yet infectious delivery with a warm, clear, mellifluous sound and a lot of charm to match. Tony, how are you?
I'm just great, Marianne. How are you?
I'm doing fine and all the better for having you in the studio.
Well, thanks.
I loved your records. I don't know which I like better. Are those two the newest ones?
They are. The first release is on Telarc. It's called Want You, as is the second. It's called Last First Kiss. And yeah, I'm really proud of them both. And they both kind of represent, you know, a good snapshot of where I was at both those times.
I think that's terrific.
Yeah, well, when I'm in the process of recording, I really feel the importance of how these have to be good, because once, as you know, once you make a recording, it's out there and you have to live with it for the rest of your life. It's kind of like, maybe kind of like having, I don't have any children, but if I did, it would be my songs on my CDs. And once they're out, you kind of have to be with them for life. So
that's true. Well, when did you get started? How old were you when you started to discover you were a good singer?
Well, it all kind of happened gradually. My family is very musical. My dad plays guitar and sings, and I was always really interested in music. And when I was 8 years old, the very first instrument you could take in school was stringed instruments. So I got violin lessons. And I took...
Did you like that, or...
I did. I did because it was music. And I learned how to read music that way and played, you know, the squeaky little student violin. And from the time I was 8 until... It wasn't until I was 11 years old that I first got a piano. And it wasn't even a real piano. It was a little Casio, keyboard that you could buy at Radio Shack. And I just was always fascinated with piano players and pianos, and just begged my parents to just get me anything that I could learn how to play piano on. So I started with that and just was always on it, just always playing with it. And then they got me a bigger keyboard and piano lessons. And that's when it really started. I took classical piano, and my first big goal, though, of my first year was to learn Scott Joplin's The Entertainer.
Really?
And that's really what kicked it off. I didn't start singing until I was 15.
I was wondering about that. Then you suddenly discovered you could sing.
Well, I guess so. I mean, I don't know if it was suddenly discovered or just had to wait for my voice to change.
Yeah, I think you'd be in the choir.
Yeah.
Gosh. You were in that musical about Frank Sinatra, weren't you?
Yes. A few years ago, there was an off-Broadway show, which was a big hit, ran for a number of years, called Our Sinatra.
Yes, right.
And it was a tribute not to Frank Sinatra and his life as much as it was to Frank Sinatra's musical taste. So it was three singers on stage. I was the piano player singer. And it was the great thing about it was that I wasn't doing a Frank Sinatra impersonation. It was about the singers on stage doing their own interpretation to these songs that Frank Sinatra had a high value musically in. So it was a lot of fun, and it was really good training for me, because doing that 8-show-a-week Broadway schedule really taught me how to do a show no matter how I felt, whether I was tired, whether I was sick, you know, just in any mood, you know, having to do that schedule week after week will really teach you how to do that.
Boy, do I know all about that. Yes. Well, that show was a big success.
It was a big success, and I believe it's not over yet. I think it's, I mean, there's still shows cropping up over the country, and I think it may be back in New York soon as well.
Meanwhile, you're on to other things.
Right.
which one of which I would just love to hear you sing and play.
Sure. Well, actually, speaking of our Sinatra, this song was my first solo number in the show.
Yeah.
Joe Bushkin's great hit, Oh, Look at Me Now.
That's such a good song.
Isn't it? Isn't it a good song?
Yeah. Well, I'm dying to hear you sing it.
Okay, I'm dying to play it for
you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much. Oh, look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much. Oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, a brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover.
I read somewhere where you recorded a Prince tune.
That's right. I did Prince's 1986 hit Kiss.
Do you know him?
I don't know him, no. And I got the idea. I was just out somewhere and they played it. They played his version of it, and I was at the time kind of trying to think of songs that I could record, and realized that it had kind of enough there, both in a melody and lyric, to maybe survive the transition into another genre. So I went home and started playing with it, and I had to add a lot more chords to the chorus to make it work. But and people thought I was crazy at first for trying it, but it ended up being kind of the centerpiece for the CD.
I don't know. You can really, if you have the stuff to work with, you can take any chords or of any part of the tune and do your own thing with it, which you evidently did.
Yeah, well, I think that's the key to a really good song, isn't it? To have enough there, and why the standards work so well. I think, you know, when I think about what is it about all these songs in the Great American Songbook that make them able to be a Latin or a swing or a rubato ballad, or, you know, you could put them in, or as a classical piece or as an elevator music piece.
And to be on forever.
And to work forever and in any context is an amazing thing and a real test of a good song.
Well, how do you pick your songs for a record date?
Well, it's a several-step process. One, I have to know about the song, you know, first of all, and then I have to decide if it fits into what I'm doing at that point, and then also if it's a good song for me. And then finally, does it need to be recorded again? Am I going to add anything new to it? I mean, as much as I love certain songs, there's some that have been done and recorded so many times and so well, unless I feel like I can really add something to it, I feel there's no reason to do it.
It's pretty interesting that you give it so much thought, and that certainly makes for a good bunch of tunes on a record, that you don't just take the tune and not even think about how much it might have been recorded before.
Yeah, well, I really, you know, live show is a different thing. Live show, it's I'll do different things in a, you know, for a live performance, because the function it serves is a little bit different, to entertain people in the moment. But for a statement that's something that's recorded, I really take it, you know, the actual song choice very seriously, because I want it to actually say something about me, and I want it to fit in the recording and actually have the recording kind of tell a story.
Well, that one tune that I hope you're going to do that I loved is Baby, Dream Your Dream. Is that the right title?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll play that
Sigh.
For you.
I love that tune.
Yeah, Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields. It's actually from the Broadway musical Sweet Charity.
Cy had such an original way of putting tunes together.
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
And this particular one, dying to hear you do it.
All right.
Okay.
Dream. Close your eyes and try it. Dream of furniture. Dream that I can buy it. That fancy dress you prayed for, not only bought but paid for. Dream we sign the lease. Leave a small deposit. 3 1/2 rooms with a walk-in closet. We'll ask
to hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.